Welcome to Eternal Christendom, consecrated to Our Lady for the glory of our Lord. I'm Joshua Charles. So for this week's Great Rosary campaign, it's going to be another Star Trek edition. And the reason why, frankly, is because I love Star Trek. I have a great deal of affection, love, and care for the cast that played the various characters of the different ships, different space stations, whatever it may be. And it had a big role in my life since I was a little kid. Star Trek is not a particularly Catholic show, but it's got many elements of it that are very consonant with the Catholic faith, great respect for life, very pro-life, very big on human dignity. And so I am just very, very thankful to all the cast members for the wonderful characters that they brought into my life and how those characters helped me think, helped me think about controversial topics, you know, shoot higher in my own life, shoot for greater degrees of excellence, and just provided some good old-fashioned fun. So the famous saying in Star Trek from the Vulcans is live long and prosper. Well, the ultimate living long and prospering is to spend eternal life with God in heaven. And that's why I'm going to ask all of you to join me in praying the rosary for the conversion of the cast that played the different Star Trek characters. So this week, let's pray for Marina Sirtis, who is the actress who played Counselor Deanna Troi on the USS Enterprise D and the USS Enterprise E, of course. Counselor Troi, very insightful woman, very caring woman, very empathetic woman. And Marina Sirtis, very, very funny in many of her interactions in public. Very thankful for her as a person and also her playing Counselor Troi. So with this week, we will pray the rosary for her conversion to the Catholic faith. And we will once more offer penance of a holy hour before the Blessed Sacrament of the Holy Eucharist of our Lord, with the hope that she comes to a full communion with the Catholic Church and converts to the Catholic faith. So with that, we wish them live long and prosper, by which we mean heaven forever, eternal life. And we'll close with our normal anthem verse, Psalm 73, verses 25 through 26. Who have I in heaven but you? And on earth I desire nothing besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but the Lord is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.